Eastern Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre? My name is Peter Torrente. I will be your host this evening. And we have a very exciting show for you here today. I'm going to be playing Manila Killa's debut EP that just dropped on Friday called 1993, starting with That was 1993 by Manila Killa. Up next, I'm playing the second song on the EP, Wake Up Call, featuring Mason Air.
Soon.
That was Wake Up Call by Manila Killa and Mason Air. Up next, be playing All to You by Manila Killa, featuring Sarah Skinner. This is the third track off of 1993. That was All to You by Manila Killa. I've been listening to Manila Killa probably since 2015. Maybe he didn't start coming out with his own music till 2016. Can look that up real quick, but I know they dropped Moving Castle. The Boys dropped Helix 2.0 in 2015, and I've been listening to that song ever since. So I think Manila Killa didn't start dropping his own original songs until 2016, but I'm sure he had some remixes out before then, and Helix 2.0 was out in 2015. Up next, I'm going to be playing Runaway by Manila Killa. This is the first song that Manila Killa has vocals on. I believe someone else sings vocals on the song at some point as well, but they are uncredited on Spotify, so we'll find out. That was Runaway by Manila Killa, the fifth track on the new EP. This next song, Skin, is currently featured on New Music Friday and Crate Diggers on Spotify's playlists. Very impressive for Manila Killa to achieve those playlists. I'm very happy for him. And hopefully Jai Wolf and Chet Porter and maybe even RoboKid will see the same success with their upcoming projects. This next song, Skin, I'm going to let it transition into Midwinter, which is the last song on the EP, because this transition is so smooth that I would hate to break it with the sound of my annoying voice. So
I feel you breathe on my bones, so I peel back my skin and let you inside. Made up my mind for the moment, I cannot decide. You were all that I
And that was the 1993 EP by Manila Killa, released off of Moving Castle. And to look forward to the rest of the year, up next, I believe RoboKid is dropping his debut project. Jywolf is releasing his debut album. Chet Porter is set to release his debut album. And I believe AO Beats has his second mixtape or first album releasing later this year as well. Though I'm not entirely sure on that. Now that we've listened to all of Manila Killa's debut release, or debut EP, we're going to play my favorite song of last Friday. And this is Are You Up by Phantoms, featuring Shaolin, which is, I believe, the first song they released of their upcoming project. So their second project, I believe. I hope you enjoy. You were listening to What's the Genre with Peter Torrente, giving you the hottest new releases of the week. That was Are You Up by Phantoms, the latest single off of their upcoming project. Very exciting. Cool things coming. Can't wait to hear more. Up next, I'm going to be playing Come Through by Illo Illo. I know all these songs are about the same thing, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay. That was Come Through by Illo Illo. Up next, I'm going to be playing Finally in Love by Young Skirt.
Yeah. Don't mistake my love.
I just checked. I was very, very excited to see that they put up, by they I mean 88 Rising, put up a clean version of the new Higher Brothers album, Five Stars. I believe this is Higher Brothers' sophomore album, their second album, following their Black Cab album. I'm not sure if Black Cab was an album or a mixtape. Not entirely sure. But this song is called One Punch Man, featuring Ski Mask, The Slum God, and Denzel Curry by Higher Brothers off of their new album, Five Stars.
One Punch Man. Look.
Five Star!
Hi, gang.
What you talking about? Whack, facts, bro, I don't get it. Since you down, just look how we make it. I don't, I'm best rapper since I was 20. I don't want to hurt it because you dirt. I be like a Burma, I'm burned. I don't know it, but I can learn. I don't want no money, I swear.
Yeah, I swear.
That was One Punch Man featuring Ski Mask, The Slum God, and Denzel Curry by Higher Brothers. Higher Brothers is a Chinese rap group from Chengdu, China. So if you didn't understand most of the words, I mean, besides the fact that they're mumbling the entire time, it's also in Chinese, I'm part of it. So that was very loud and aggressive. I know. I'm going to play a much less aggressive song next. I'm playing Venice by Louis Vuitton, called... off of his new EP album, I believe it's an album, called Way Back When. That was Venice by Louis Vuitton from his latest release, Way Back When. Up next, I'm going to be playing Lead Me Back by San Holo.
I can't.
That was Lead Me Back by San Holo. I really should have ended on that song, but, you know, played a little bit too early into the set. There's 15 minutes left for me to play music now. We still have plenty of unplayed songs that came out last week, though. I'm going to be playing Ham Sandwich by Getter. And if you stick around, you can hear the new Nightmare Shaquille O'Neal Little John collab. I don't know why you'd want to hear that, but if you stick around, you will hear it. So, for now, we'll be listening to Ham Sandwich by Getter. That was Ham Sandwich by Getter. Getter just keeps on keeping us on our toes. He just released an album a few months ago called Visceral. It was I enjoyed the album very much. Probably one of my favorite albums of last year, especially when it comes to EDM. One of the best EDM albums of last year. But people were like, oh, Getter, your music's changing. Why are you changing? Your new music's so bad. And so now he's throwing them for a loop, bringing it back to older, heavier style. Up next, I'm going to be playing the new Petite Biscuit release, Wide Awake. That was the latest release by Petite Biscuit called Wide Awake. I apologize for the next song I'm about to play, but I feel as if it is necessary because Nightmare, Shaquille O'Neal, and Little John have released a song called Bang, and it is just too strange not to play. In a collab that nobody would have predicted, Nightmare, Shaquille O'Neal, and Little John came together to create this song about headbanging. This is the real Shaquille O'Neal, by the way. This is not a person who goes by the name Shaquille O'Neal as a producer. This is the real Shaq. Up next, this is my final song. I'm going to be playing Flowers for Vases off of the new RKCB project called Shores. That was Flowers for Vases by RKCB off of their latest project, Shores. And that was the last song I was going to play today. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been What's a Genre with Peter Torrente. And I will be back next week at 7 p.m. on Monday.